We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Don't let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. Amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I don't know why they try to make me sing sometimes. Yeah. When I was singing, I sung, but now I'm preaching now. Preaching now. Yes, Lord. Some of them love to hear me sing, but don't love to hear me preach. God, we might well rebuke the devil in Jesus' name. Some got their own voices, and God got his own voices. The devil gonna be talked about today. That means keep on messing up around here, I promise. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. I'm excited. I'm excited about the Lord. I'm excited about the Lord. God that need nothing. Number 89. God that need nothing. Need nothing. Ask your neighbor, what God need with you? Say nothing. 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 He can do without all of us. When a man ever feel like that God can't do without him, he's sick. He's sick. I want you to see the broad of God. Just let this all be God right here and everything is in his hand. Here you standing by yourself. By yourself. With nothing on. No clothes on. Just standing there by yourself and look at the broad of God. And here you stand with nothing on. Now, what you got to give God? What you got to give God? You don't have nothing on. But look at the broad of God with everything in God. And here you stand with your chest poked out. With nothing on. Now, what can you give him? Nobody but yourself.
That's it. That's it,
Pastor. Nobody but yourself. That's where you come at. He come at yourself, not your stuff, because that already his stuff. He come at us. He come at you. He come at me. Because we have nothing really to give God but us. Because everything already belongs to him. It's an honor that God can use us if we allow him to use us. He's not begging for nobody. Oh, but he wants to save you. Come to seek and to save that which was lost. He is God that still need nothing. Bless his holy name. Look at Galatians for me. Galatians 1, 6 through the 10th verse. Still on it. Still on it. Paul writing, he said, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you unto grace of God unto another gospel, which is not another, but there is some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel, corrupt the gospel, what it means of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Let him be condemned, or let him be damned. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you that then that ye have received, let him be accursed again. Boy, that's serious stuff there, boy. Let him be damned. For I do. I now persuade men of God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. We got so many preachers, they trying to please folks rather than to please God. 9 times out of 10, they never been called by God. They went and wasn't sent by God. They took it up their own self. A real preacher gonna tell you the truth if he got to run. But he gonna tell you the truth. And Paul was writing, trying to help out those who have heard the gospel. And they come and counterfeit it. You know, everything, put everything in, mix it up. There ain't no mix with Christ. If he said cat, he mean cat. If he said dog, he mean dog. Not puppy, dog. I know he's a dog too, but still dog. Hallelujah. Now how about, look at another scripture for me, if you will. Look at 1 Timothy 4. 1 Timothy 4:1-3. Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Devils, got a yes on devils. Talking about wicked spirits and demon spirit. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience sealed with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meat, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. I promise you, God got me to preach what's going on in the last days. I don't know what God told these preachers. That's their business, God business. Other preachers. I'm talking about Reverend Walker now. He got me to preach on what's going on now in these last and evil days. It's a mess going on now. We want to hear about Paul. Paul, all right. We want to hear about Daniel and Lion. Then he fine.
That's right.
Hebrew boys in the fire furnace. They fine. But what we are doing, we want to get happy over other folks' blessing, but what about your blessing? Or what about you doing all right with God? And I found out that this, that we love to hear about what somebody else doing, but what are we doing? It's our time now. And God wants me to preach on what's happening right now to the church. The church. Oh boy. He wants to see us. We can see everybody but us. The church can't see her own faults. And get mad when somebody bring them up. There'll be so many preachers hate to bring them up because they won't be popular. But some preachers not intend to be popular. We got to preach what he said preach. And we don't want to hear about our real self. Oh, if anybody know how we are, Jesus knows. The church got the problem. The real church. The real church got the problem. And we're trying to look over it. It needs last in the evil days. Bless this holy name. And my brothers and sisters, all that we see that is going on in this sinful world, can't but one somebody help it. Can't but one somebody help the church. God Almighty. Can't but one somebody help it, and that's Jesus Christ through his church. If the church would act right, God would heal the land. Oh boy. The problem is in the church.
Thank you.
If Americans don't be blessed, the church in America got to get right first.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes. I don't know what he told these other boys. But I know what he told Walker. It's the church. That's the only thing going to change America. I don't care how we march. I don't care what we say. But you've got to do something. You've got to live Christ. When he hears from the church, then he can fix the land. But until then, he can't do nothing. Well, what happened, Reverend Walker? The church of Christ right now is worldly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right now.
Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
And the only thing can help it is we got to get ready to meet Jesus and give him the glory. I said the church is worldly. And that's the only thing that can help us is get our life straightened out. God will heal America. I know what he told me about America. And guess what? We won't get no better. It's sad to say. But we won't. When you see what ended up in the end of the church, you see what we were worldly. And so that's what happened now. Oh, boy. It's on us. The problem is in the church. No, guess what done happened, Reverend Walker? What? She have fallen in love with this present world. Yeah. In this world, she have fallen in love with it. We can't beat the world. I'm talking about church folks now. I know you don't want to hear it, but you got to hear it. You got to hear it. If you don't leave, you got to hear it. The church not beating the world, being worldly. They got to see some Jesus in us first. That's the only way to help this world is the church.
if my people who call by my name, they got to hear me first. Oh, boy. Well, what really going on, Reverend Walker? Number one, I'm going to get to that problem this week, and they don't get to it today. A lot of things get to today. But number one, we got so many so-called preachers. Never been called as a turkey, been called a preacher. They take preaching up. So when you take it up, you got to compromise. When somebody else calls you, you got to what? Compromise. But a real preacher going to tell you the truth if he got the wrong.
That's right. That's right.
But he's still going to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
So compromising, trying to please peoples in times like these. That's this holy name. And when you look around and Paul was trying to help us on this thing, and they even forbid to get married.
That's right. Yeah.
We just got to reading it. Forbidden. The Bible said marry. If you're going to stay together, he said what?
Marry. There you go.
Well, get the truth. You come to church to get what?
The truth.
You come to church to do what?
The truth.
Don't be afraid to say it. You come to church to do what?
Amen. Amen.
If what you're trying to say, Lord, shacking up is a sin then. A lot of church folks shacking up. But make it so bad because it's a lifestyle. I say a lifestyle, not doing it one day, but it's a what? Lifestyle. Forbid. They're teaching that in the last days. These are the last days. Forbidden to what? Get married. Why? Why? Jesus said marry. Well, what you saying? Well, if you're not married, you're sinning. It's a lifestyle. You're living in a lifestyle of sin. Oh, boy. In the last day, if the church, see, the church done got herself messed up. And when you get read down to the end, you'll find out the church is leaving Jesus. Oh, boy. In these last, in the evil day. That's his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, Jesus, everybody say Jesus.
Jesus.
Know all of us.
Amen.
Individually.
Amen.
Not in groups. He knows what? Individually.
Amen.
God Almighty. He knew us before the foundation of the world. He knew us before we came out of our mother womb. We can't surprise God no way we go. But the world is in a mess, and we got to realize because it's in a mess, the church is leaving God. The real church. One that claimed they believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. But somebody been jiving them around, saying it's all right to do this and all right to do that. God understand all that kind of stuff. See, you've been deceived by the devil. The devil's still here. He ain't gone nowhere. I told you last Sunday, we got to bring the devil up. He got to stay in the picture.
Right.
We want to leave the devil and throw him out in the jungle. Oh, the devil is alive. Jesus said he have come and he is here. We want to ignore the devil. He here. He in the world. He in the churches. Oh. Who you think made you stole that car?
All right.
Huh? All the wrong that we do, who you think that boosts you up? The devil.
Right.
He poisoned our mind. That'd be good to have your mind on the Jesus, but not the devil. The devil will fill your mind up with mess.
Right.
Oh, boy. These are the times we are living in. We got to talk about what is happening today. It won't get no better. I promise you, I done told you that. It won't get no better because what God already done said. That's his holy name. He's a good God. He's a kind God. These are the times we are living in. What's going on in the world, Reverend Walker? Paul, how about read some for me? Look at 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4. Y'all all know by now, I'm not trying to win no popularity contest. I just want to please my Jesus. When you please Jesus, you sleep all night. You don't need no nothing to go to sleep. Just go to sleep. Read, Paul.
But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost.
That are what?
That are lost.
Already what? Lost. They will not get their life to Christ. Already lost. God already knows they won't be saved because they won't believe it. God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
In whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not.
God Almighty.
Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
Because of who, Paul?
Christ.
Because of what? This gospel happened with here because because of who? The devil.
Yes.
He the God of what? This world.
Yes, sir. Yes.
He the little G God of this world. If it's here, it's here because he hiding it.
Yeah.
He get folks to put on. He called preachers just like that, but I got to keep him in the picture. He got preachers just like Jesus got preachers. He got deacons like Jesus got deacons. He got choir members like Jesus got choir members. That's why he got to stay in the picture. We can't get rid of him.
Amen.
Paul said every time.
Every time.
I want to do good. I'm looking at the devil. Every time I want to do good, evil is what? Always prevalent. Devil represents what? Evil. We take the devil too lightly. He the one running this world and folk don't believe it. Preacher got to bring him up. Jesus brought him up. We got to keep him up to let you know who got us in the shape we are in right now. And when you read the Bible and study the Bible, you'll find out we are the Laodicea church. Worldly, we worldly. Everybody say worldly. What Christ said, well, we love the world more than we love who?
Jesus.
And if anybody can help this world, it's the real church.
Amen.
But she don't got to be what?
Worldly
thing goes on now. Church folk beat the sinner man there.
That's right. That's right.
We'll leave church to go where worldly things going on. We'll put off church service to go have something else. Ain't hitting on nothing. Worldly. That's what happening now. And the Bible talks about we've got to keep him in the picture, the devil in the picture. Oh, boy. These are the time we are living in. We don't want to hear it, but these are the time we're living in. And God wants me to stay right here where I am.
Preach, Reverend.
Talk about what's happening in America. We're trying to stop it our own self. You can't stop it yourself.
Right.
You ain't no match with the devil. I'm no match with the devil, but through Christ I can do all things.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
Oh, my. And we wonder, what's happening? What's going on? A little marching ain't going to stop nothing. No, I don't mean no harm now. I ain't getting down nobody. It's got to be some changes in our lifestyle.
You're right. You're right.
We can't hear from God because of our lifestyle.
Yeah.
bless his holy name. Notice now, we have gotten down to the time where nothing is sin anymore. I'm everybody say nothing. I mean nothing. When we know it's sin, we try to patch it up or fix it up some kind of way. The devil brings something in there where you think it's not sin, but it's still what? Sin. When we do it, we don't want to be convicted. We want to do it with joy. We want to enjoy it. But if I know it's sin, I can't enjoy it.
Amen.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. This is what happened today to Jesus' church. God Almighty. But you got to hear truth. He was always right there with truth. If you got an appetite for evil, you're going to overcome the truth. God Almighty. Look at Proverbs, Paul, for me. 14 and 12.
Glory to God. Glory.
Prayer,
okay,
is a way which seemeth right unto a man. But the end there are the ways of death.
God Almighty appears to be right. It's suitable. Seems suitable. But the end. You enjoying it, but what? The end is what? Death. That's what happened now. We enjoying the world and leaving Jesus out. God Almighty. Y'all know something, know something, know something, know something. Notice Sunday now. What happened on Sundays now. Years ago, I told you this once, I'm still in my series. Years ago, they wouldn't even play ball on Sunday. We go to the house of prayer on Sunday.
That's right.
Now we shut the house of prayer down, D-O-W-N down, and we going to the worldly things now. Don't shut Jesus out. We'll pick you up when we get time. And thank God, crazy time, a tornado come through, time, hurry, we want to go, come on Jesus, come on Jesus. And let Jesus crazy. If God gonna be first, let him be first. If he's going to be second, well, don't leave him alone. Just let him be first. He is first. And this is what happened to the church. In these last days, we're leaving Jesus. The church doing it. And think Jesus crazy. He told you, already written, we're going to desert him in the last days. And we're doing it. We're down there at that point right now. We at that point right now. I know this gospel not popular, but it's true.
Go ahead. Preach it. Go ahead. Thank you, Jesus. Preach it.
God got some preachers going to tell you the truth.
That's right.
Not compromise the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if there ever was a time the church need to wake up, it's right now.
You're right. You're right.
He told you how we're going to end up. Trying to play Jesus crazy. Way that seemed right. Seemed to be right. But it leads to death. The devil will come with his compromise and stuff. And let you feel like, well, everybody doing everything. But we've got to stand up to make a stand for Christ. We don't bend to everything. The devil's still alive. Jesus said he have come and he's still present with us. And he'll lead you astray and make you think you right. Make you think you're doing all right. That's how he have you thinking.
Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead, Pastor.
The devil got power, but God got all power. And man ain't no match with the devil by himself. God Almighty. And preachers got to preach it.
Right.
some preachers, some just afraid to preach it. But you got to tell the folks the truth. Lord Almighty, compromise the gospel in the last and the evil day. That other way. And the other way seemed right to a man. But the end lead to hell. God Almighty. And my brother and sister, I found out that the devil wants man to be ignorant of his presence. He's trying hard to hide his real identity. His true character wants to be hid. His sin, he wants to hide it. The devil wants us to think when bad things happen to us, he wants us to say it's just bad luck. No, he the bad luck. That's how he got us thinking. He is the bad look. It ain't just him. He is the bad look. He tried to hide his real identity, but God said he is present. He here with us. Oh, boy. Ain't no luck. The devil got us doing it. Ain't no luck. God Almighty. And my brother and sister, this is why Jesus uncovered him where people can recognize and don't be ignorant of the devil present. Jesus uncovered him. From Genesis to Revelation, Jesus uncovered him. Oh, my. He tried to hide himself. And my brother and sister, it said, watch this. It said that 73% of people in America, everybody say America. In America, don't believe there is a personal devil. And there is a person, there is, and when a person think like that, guess what? The devil got him going like that with that lie, and he don't even realize it. God Almighty. If you don't believe there is a real devil, you don't believe there is a real God. All right. I'm going to say it again. If you don't believe there's a real devil, you can't believe there is a real God, because God said he was a devil. Then you're calling God a lie. There is a real devil. There is a, he don't want you to think that. He thinks you're just doing things on your own when you're doing wrong. The devil got to doing it. God Almighty. Devil. He wants you to think everything going to be all right. Everything will not be all right. That's his holy name. Watch this now. The devil. Everybody say the devil. He ain't gonna bother you. The devil. Watch it now. The devil. He is mentioned in the Bible by one of his name from Genesis to Revelation. From Genesis to Revelation, he all the way through the Bible. And when you call to the devil, you just a liar because God said there is no devil. You calling God a liar then. Because God said it was a devil. He don't want you to know that he's a liar. He is a liar. He wants to be ignorant of his work. God Almighty. Oh, look at your neighbor. Neighbor. You come to church to get the truth. The devil never wants you to hear what?
The truth.
He wants you to hear street stuff, corner stuff, TV stuff. It's the truth. Look at Genesis 3:1-4. He's from Genesis to Revelation. He in the Bible. That means God won't be known. You've got to know him. You've got to know how he come. He can be pretty, cute, however, nice when he want to, but he's a devil. Come on, Paul.
Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made.
Yeah.
And he said unto the woman, yea, have God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?
And what's this thing about now? God already told her, you know. Now here he asked the question, the devil. Lord said, yes, he said, and leave it alone. Get him out of here. He said, but y'all just no. He wants you to listen at him. When you know the truth, don't be listening at nobody. He come through peoples. Just like he real, he come through people the same way. Ask you the same question.
Oh, do you really believe it?
Tell me, yes, devil, I believe it. Because you're talking to a devil. He may hit you because you call him a devil, but he's a devil. Yeah. He real. The devil is real. And God wants to be not ignorant of his work and of him when he's talking to him. When he tell you somebody come tell you to do something wrong, that's the devil talking to you. I don't care who it is. I don't care who it is.
Go ahead, Pastor.
All lies come from the devil.
All lies.
He the father of lies.
That's all right.
I don't care. Maybe your friend. May not know the bell. Maybe your brother. Maybe a preacher. I don't care who he is. Maybe your mom. Maybe your dad. Maybe your daughter. If it's a sin, the devil talking to you.
Amen.
The devil doing the talking. Lord Almighty. Read on, Paul.
And the woman said unto the serpent,
yeah,
we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden.
Yeah.
But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden.
Yeah.
God said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it. Yes, she died.
Well, God said, I'm about no touching, but yes, dear. She had it in herself. But the thing about it is they're eating it. Touching it wasn't nothing but eating it. He just said, nowhere, don't you touch it. You shall die. But if you what? The devil bring some sheep all there to up herself. But the thing about it, she all stood still. That's the main thing. God said it, brother, and it finished. But when he gets your attention, that's all he wants. When he gets to talking to you, you answer back to him, you talking to him, he answers back to you, blah, 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 blah. You got a conversation going, you may do anything.
All right.
If God said don't, that's all, just don't.
Amen.
I don't care how they fix it, I don't care how they rhyme it up, you just say, don't. But don't. You don't. You don't. Just said don't. God told me, he said don't. I'm a don't. That's all.
Amen.
He wants you to come and do what he said. But God said don't do it. He hates you. The devil can't stand us. Those got working for him. He wants to kill him right now. He don't care about nobody. He hates all mankind. And God trying to let us be aware that he is present with us. All the way through the Bible, and we don't want to bring him up. No, yeah. Don't bring him to daily. You're blessing him. You're blessing him nothing. You won't be ignorant of him.
That's right.
We got to talk about him. He in here.
Yeah.
Let the hide his real identity. Yeah, with sheep clothing. Jesus went for those, he had sheep clothing on. God Almighty. Any way to fool you, he coming at you. The only way to straighten him out, you know the truth.
That's it.
When you know the truth and stand on it, he got the bag up. But if you don't know no truth by the bloodline, he's just about going to get you if you don't watch yourself. But when you know the truth and stand on it, he can't do nothing with it.
Amen.
Stand on the truth. That means folk got to know the truth. How can you stand on it when you don't know it?
Right.
Because the devil coming in. Read on, Paul.
And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die.
Watch this. See, surely that devil said that.
Yeah, God ain't telling the truth.
Well, he calling God a lie in a sense, you know. Surely die. In a sense, watch it now. Watch it. Die, okay, physically and spiritually, you got to do anything like that. God. Jesus not only dealing with the physical part, he's dealing with what? The soul, the spiritual part.
That's right. That's right.
That died means separated from God.
All right.
Not the flesh, but what? The soul.
Right.
The soul will be separated from God throughout eternity. But the body, oh, a lot of disciples got killed. Oh, but the soul of the man got to stay somewhere forever. Because he's a what? Live out. I'll preach that. I read 50 times since I've been on the CV. He's a living what?
Soul.
A living soul. A living. Keep on what?
Yeah.
Can't never stop.
Yeah.
He's got to stay somewhere for.
Yeah.
And that very thing right now got man confused right now.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah, folks, go kill him. I don't care about dying. I don't know what, but he don't know where he's going if he ain't saved. Because he don't know no better. Don't shoot me. Kill me. Kill me. Everybody else going to die one day. Right? But where your soul going? The soul got to stay somewhere forever and ever and ever. Always remember that, folks. Your soul got to stay somewhere forever. Now watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this. Boy, I get excited. I'm telling you, it all got me excited right now. You get to read this Bible, you think about folks. You think about folks. Hear me, hear me. Watch the soul. Now, watch this. A soul, now, just think about 10 years. You look at 10 years. I'm dead for 10 years. 10 years, just only 10 years, that's all. But watch this now. But watch being dead, separated from God forever. Forever. Think about, now watch this. Think about right now. I want everybody to think right now. Where you'll be a billion years from now. Think. Where you'll live a billion, you'll be forever and ever and ever living somewhere. Think. A billion years, you'll be somewhere.
Yes.
A billion years, not 10 years, but your soul gonna be somewhere a billion times billion times forever. Think about it. And the devil wants you to stay with him forever. Because he going to the lake of fire forever. Now think, you'll be in the lake of fire forever and ever. Think, you got to think. That's what the devil wants you to stay with him. He got thrown out of heaven. He don't want nobody else to go where to heaven where he was.
That's right.
I know I'm right.
Yes, sir.
Think.
Yes,
sir. Now think. Think where you'll be a billion years from now.
Mm-hmm.
Think now, think. A billion years from now, where I'll be? You gonna be somewhere.
Yes,
my soul will be somewhere a billion years. A 3 years forever. Think. Think. Where you'll be? Where you gonna live forever? We take church something to play with. You better make sure your soul is right with God. The devil wants your soul. He wants you to stay with him, but Jesus wants you to stay with him also. You make the choice yourself. The devil can't make you go to hell, but if you don't give your life to Christ, where you make you go? Well, you'll be a billion years from now. The devil wants souls. Jesus wants souls.
You're right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Look at your neighbor.
Neighbor.
Well, you'll be a billion years from now.
Wow. Wow.
Jesus came down and died to keep our soul from going to hell. And he keep the devil in the picture. He said he here. The devil want to hide his real identity. Some pastors don't even bring up hell. Don't even bring up the devil. But the church now is so worldly. That means it's so worldly. The church, y'all know it. You know it. what we ain't got no business doing a lot of time. And they ain't gonna trust us. Come to church sometime. They say, well, you ain't doing you no good.
Yeah, that's right.
You've got to be careful what you say, where you are. Yeah. And folks and pastors trying to hold folks there, telling lies. I'm gonna tell you the truth. God, I want God's blood, your blood on me. Oh boy, didn't he last day? I know it's not popular, but brother, we ain't getting the thing to be popular.
You're right.
See, a lot of preachers look at the glamour part of being a preacher. Glamour part of being a pastor.
Right.
This and that. No, but. This thing is real. We playing with people's souls. Souls! Jesus didn't play, the disciples didn't play. Oh boy. Trying to win a contest, a popularity contest. Popularity nothing. We want folks to love us. You can't make Negroes love you. If they ain't got the love in them, it just ain't got no love in them. It's just that stuff.
All right.
Just ain't no love in them. Can't make folks love. Nowhere. If I watch TV, trying to make folks love one another. You can't make nobody love you if they ain't got no love in them.
That's right.
When you love Jesus Christ, you'll love people.
That's right.
But there ain't no love in them. Oh boy. You got that, Paul?
Yes, sir.
Now look at Revelation 20. Watch this now. Revelation 20, 10 through 15. I'll show y'all something about hell here. See, the devil know he's going to hell, but he wants everybody to go with him. This thing is real. It ain't nothing to play with.
And the devil that deceived them.
Yeah.
Was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are. And shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
You tell me preachers down there?
Yes, sir.
Prophets down there?
Yes, sir.
Pastors down there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy, boy. Number one, they've never been born again. That's number one. And number two, when he never been born again, so he lead other folks astray. Because they false what? Prophets, false preachers. The devil got preachers like Jesus got preachers.
Right.
The devil got pastors like Jesus got pastors.
Amen.
Oh, boy. But notice now, torment. Now, watch now. Ain't no relaxing. And you here, not in hell, you know, with a fan on, you get the legs all cocked up in.
No, sir.
You're not sensitive. You're supposed to be in hell like this, you know, no fan and all that kind of stuff. It's hot. Cooling it. Day and night in what? Torment. That means ain't no rest. You can't find no what? Rest. Ain't nowhere to get no what? Rest. You've got to think. When I opened up, I told y'all, now, this right here is the world. This right here, everything right here. Everything right here is God. Everything you see, God. And you standing here by yourself with no clothes on, naked. Now, what you got to give God? Everything else like that. Now, what? You ain't got nothing on. Now, what you going to give God? Nobody but yourself. God come at you. He didn't come at your stuff, because the stuff's already his.
That's right.
He come at you. That's how he loved your soul. He come at you. He come at me. I have nothing to give him but myself. He come at your soul. Jesus come at your soul, and the devil come at your soul.
Right.
Now it's up to you and me to make the choice. The devil is the deceiver. He is. You can't beat the devil being deceived because he is the deceiver.
Yes.
Kind of be slick. You can't get slick in the devil. A that the devil deceived angels in heaven, you know, good well, we ain't got no match with him.
Right.
And that's what happened now in these last days. You can see the devil. How he turning the church away from Jesus. I don't told you this. I may be in heaven, but I don't told you this. America is sinking and she don't even know it.
Right.
I promise you. I promise you that. She's sinking. She's trying to get up. Ain't no way she's going to get up. Now watch. What you see now going to get worse. Because we're turning away from Jesus.
Right.
We're going to end up being worldly. Putting everything before Jesus Christ. Keep living a little while longer, you'll see it. You see it dripping in little by little. Little by little. America is sinking. I know what he told me about America. The world going to be in the same shape. But America, he dealing with America. America. Cutting out everything when it comes down to Jesus.
You're right.
The church of Laodicea, worldly. We worldly. Everything come before Jesus now. Notice, everything come before Jesus. We ain't got time for them. And time for everybody to get sick. Well, everybody come now, you know. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm trying to get you to see a point now. Stay with Jesus. Stick with Jesus. There's no more hope but Jesus Christ. It's our only hope, my brothers and my sisters. No more hope. He is our only hope. He put the church here to be the light of the world.
Amen.
He told us to shine everywhere we go. Shine. Let your light so shine that men can see our good work. Well, what wrong with walking? It must be dark. Spiritually, it is what? Dark. The church is the light of the world. The church ought to have a light born to Jesus Christ. But she going down. The church is just leaving Jesus. Getting more worldly. Ain't got time for Jesus. Putting Jesus' work on the side. And putting the world before. And then we're trying to stop things. You can't stop the devil by yourself. When Jesus told me what happened to America, I'm going to stick with it till I die. He said, my people, if they get right, I can heal the land. But until then, I can't do nothing. And when you end up the city of Laodicea, they were what? Worldly. That's what happened now. Can't you see it happening? I'm talking about spiritual minded folks. Can't you see it going down little by little? Everything coming before Jesus. Time of tornado come, you want to run to the church. Let God crazy or something like that, you know. And time get a little better, right back in the same place. God not crazy. He'll keep on fixing things as we keep on going. Look, lifting up his name.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The most of church folks right now, Lord have mercy. I heard somebody say, I asked God not to come today. Well, you come though, but think about it. The most of church folks right now, as I preach the gospel, love the world more than they love Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Love the world. More than they love Jesus Christ. Don't care nothing about Jesus until you get sick. Something happened. That's like Jesus crazy. Yeah. And then trust Jesus. You promised me. Jesus said, you promised me too. That's like Jesus crazy. He merciful. He long suffering with us. But when you read the Bible, you find out we live in him every day. We represent Laodicea. We are worthy. Who gonna buy my lunch today? I want my folks to go to heaven when they die.
All right. All right.
And guess what? I don't want this. Boy, I don't want to stand before a living God and led souls to go to hell. No, not Reverend Walker. No, sir. Not Reverend Walker. I'm going to heaven when I die. I want folks who follow me go with me.
All right.
And the only thing that will get you there is the truth.
Amen.
Not lies, but truth.
Amen.
The devil knows his time ain't long. He leads so many folks astray right now. He knows his time ain't long. And America is sinking. And I told y'all, put it in your book too. I'm going to tell you again. See that name there? That's the next thing the federal government going after.
Right.
Now watch. Get rid of that name.
Amen.
That's it.
Just get rid of that name.
All right.
But they can't do nothing.
You're right.
That's it.
Reverend.
Somebody, doctor's going to get killed for the gospel. That's what bothers the devil right there. A local assembly, a house of prayer don't bother the devil.
That's right.
That's right.
It's what they're saying in there.
That's
it's
right.
What name
that's
they bring
right.
It up in there.
That's
right. Because a great big old building, oh, it got a lot of folk, blah, 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 blah. That don't bother the devil. Just what the preacher's saying in there.
That's right.
What the devil care about a crowd? Just long as they don't bring up that what?
Name.
He know if you don't bring that name up, ain't no more saving power.
Right.
Can't nobody be saved without Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Moses can't save nobody. Daniel can't save nobody. Paul can't save nobody. Not but one name under the earth that can save folks, and that's the name of Jesus.
All right.
No other name up under the heaven by which a man can be saved except the name of Jesus. So they're going at that name after a while. Watch it now. Watch. Somebody in the White House will come up with something after a while. Maybe a blue house, a black house, but somebody's going to come up with something. Boy, look at that name. I can have it looking at it.
Yeah.
You can't hardly look at it, you know.
Yes, sir.
Something about that name.
Yes, sir.
The devil got the tremble. You could point at that scoundrel and say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. He got the tremble. Something about that name. Nobody can do nothing with that. Every devil in hell can't do nothing with that name.
Yes, sir.
And guess what? You'll be surprised how many folks that go to church ain't going to bring it up no more because they're afraid.
All right.
But you're supposed to be saved. If he don't save you,
yeah.
And you know you saved,
come on.
And you're going to deny him,
hey.
You know he's keeping your soul out of hell, and you gonna deny him? Shame on a person who claimed to be born again and deny him.
Amen.
Trying to hide Jesus. I promise y'all. Say, I promise y'all.
I promise y'all.
Back here, I tried to get off this. When Jesus told me, you better preach what I said, preach, boy. Not what folks want to hear.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I tried. I see now why he want me to keep it going. God knows I see it. Plain as day. The devil got the world in a mess.
Amen.
He got it in a mess. He tried to hide himself among the crowd. That means Jesus said he's always there in the crowd. Wheat and tares grow together. Goats and sheep eat together. He's in the crowd. But he tried to hide. But the true stuff don't come out after a while.
Amen.
That means it. Make sure you're saved. Make sure you're saved. Because the next
million, billion years, you'll be somewhere.
All right.
Please take me serious, please. Next billion, trillion, trillion, trillion years, just say forever, your soul gonna be somewhere forever. Take it lightly if you want. Forever. You ain't no relaxing nowhere. That rich man said, just let him dip his finger in some water. He was so hot, he wasn't covered, but you never consumed. You're just there. No rest nowhere. I know he was hot because he wanted a drop of water. If he just dip his finger in a drop, boy, he suddenly was hot. And drop of water just cool my tongue. But never consume. Just there. Forever. Everybody say ever.
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 Ever. And ever.
Ever.
Who want to go to hell forever? Forever. Think now. You got to think. Forever. And if we take this Bible lightly, we take preaching lightly, because a lot of preachers play with you.
Amen.
Boy, they go, they play with you. Play with your soul. Take it something lightly. I ain't never took it lightly. I ain't bragging. I'm going to tell you the truth if I got the ruin. Because I don't want your soul on me. Because I love your soul. I ain't trying to win nobody.
Well,
I want God to win you.
Yes.
I got to. I'm called to tell you the truth. You come to church to hear the truth. This ain't no jazz plays in here. You come in here to hear it. It's been dedicated to God. So we preach Him in here. Jesus one is the head here. So we preach Him. So you come in here to hear the truth, not lies. Not to make you feel good. Tell you the truth. If telling the truth feel good, feel good. But not to hold back what I supposed to say.
Amen.
This the house of prayer. It's been dedicated to Him. So I come in here to hear what?
The truth.
I wish you had another hour. Hallelujah.
Bless you.
The devil is real.
Amen.
Please don't take him lightly. Don't take him lightly. He's running American. Folk don't even see it.
That's right.
I say he runs America.
Yeah, that's right.
He runs it from the White House to the Black House, the Red House, all the other houses.
Yeah.
Don't you see America sinking? You can't see it. Trying to come back up. Come back up. They going down. D-O-W-N, down, because they're leaving Jesus. And we church of Laodicea, we the last church. We the one that's so worldly. Out of all the seven churches, Laodicea was the worst of all.
You're right.
Go in Revelation, read about the third chapter, and read about the churches, all the seven churches. Laodicea is the worst of all. We the worst of all. We don't want Jesus. We lock him out. We worldly. Go home and read it. And that's where you see it coming, just like that. Just like that. Sinking. Because they leave in Jesus. The Bible says a man confessed the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. It's just that simple. Folks take it hard and make it complicated. If I believe, he said, if thou shalt feel, thou shalt be saved. But if I have faith in what he done said and walk out on that, I am saved. Not no feeling. Not how I feel. I got faith in it. So, yeah, we're walking. What is faith? I'm telling you what faith is. Now, if I get to the top, you got to have faith to walk them steps. Faith. 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 Not what I see up yonder, but faith. Now, if I, this faith, walk the steps to the top. That's faith. I got faith. Not, I didn't feel nothing. I got it before I walked up because of what? Faith. Believe the Bible is a faith walk. I believe it. Yes, that's simple. I believe it. I believe what God said. If I confess the Lord Jesus with my mouth and believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, I'm saved. I believe it. I'm going to stick with it. And while you think about that, the devil going to tell you, don't believe that stuff. You don't feel nothing. You all be bent that. The devil come to you, oh, if you're not saved in here or wherever on the radio, where, if you're not saved and some talking to you like that, that's the devil. That's the red-haired devil. That's who it is. He don't want you to have faith in the word of God. The word of God is true. And he don't want you to believe the truth. And if you don't give your life to him, where you think you're going? You don't give your life to Jesus, you're going to live with the devil. He know where he's going. Just that simple. Let us all stand. Sometimes, folks. Don't walk out here lost. That's the main thing. That's the main thing. Will that be enough? Will that be enough?